بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد we continue from where we had left in the previous class continuing the discussion the important discussion with regards to the affairs related to the sixth pillar and foundation from the pillars of Al-Iman Al-Imanu Bil-Qadr believing in the decree of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and we have seen that the decree and the correct belief it requires for a believer to believe in four affairs And that is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has encompassed all things. And likewise, that Allah, He has written everything that He has decreed. And everything that would occur in the creation has been written with Him in a book subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ilmu wal-kitaba. And also, nothing in this creation, it occurs except by His will and with His permission. Al-mashi'ah. بِمَشِيَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى and also that everything in this creation is created by Him and it belongs to Him and He is the Creator and the rest of these affairs in the universe this is creation and it all belongs to Him سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى So we have seen some of the details with regards to الْمَرْتَبَةُ الْأُولَى the first affair, the first stage and level in believing in الْقَدْر and it is الْعِلْم with regards to the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He knows everything that has happened and everything that will happen and everything that did not happen, if it happened, how it would happen. And we have seen some details with regards to that. And we have seen likewise that the correct belief in the decree is to take the means for success. And to take the means that lead to the pleasure of Allah and His paradise and to not rely upon those means but rather to put one's faith and trust and reliance upon Allah. Taking the means and relying upon Allah. Now, this is the means for success and this is also the correct understanding with the decree. And this is what we have been discussing and this is an affair that is very important to understand properly. And we have been reading the narrations that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that there will be a man who will do deeds for a long time and he will do the deeds of the people of paradise and it will be sealed his actions will be sealed for him and meaning that he will die upon the people of the actions of the people of the hellfire and he will enter the hellfire nam and likewise one will do the deeds of the people of the hellfire and for a long time zamanan tawil aw az-zaman at-tawil And then يُخْتَمُ اللَّهُ عَمَلُهُ بِعَمَلٍ مِّنْ أَحْلِ الْجَنَّةِ And he will be sealed, his actions will be sealed and finalized for him upon the actions of the people of paradise. Upon the actions of the people of paradise. And we have seen these narrations and that which is related to that. And also that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also He has mentioned in another narration collected by Al-Imam Muslim, similar to these narrations, from the narration of Ali, radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ذَاتَ يَوْمًا جَالِسًا وَفِي يَدِهِ عُودٌ يَنْكُتُ بِهِ Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was sitting, and he had a stick in his hand, a twig or a stick, and he is poking it in the ground. And the one who is poking in the ground with a stick, and he's not, this type of action is not done any intentionally for a purpose of actually poking in the ground, but rather this is the action that is done by somebody who's pondering. Sometimes somebody will be thinking deeply, and they will be pondering over some important affairs and trying to comprehend them, understand them, or think about something that's very important and about great matters, and they'll sometimes maybe have something in their hand and poke into the ground like this. But they're not doing that action intentionally to poke in the ground, but rather this is the action of somebody who's thinking deeply and reflecting and pondering. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was in this state with a stick, a'ud, yankutu bihi. نعم فرفع رأسه فقال. And then he raised his head and he said صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من نفس إلا وقد عرم منزله من الجنة والنار. There is not one of you except for his place in Jannah or the hellfire is known. إلا وقد عرم يعني أن الله يعلم منزله من الجنة والنار. Now that Allah, it's known, meaning it's known to Allah, that there's not one individual, there's not one person, not one soul, except that Allah knows its position and its place and its final abode in the hellfire or in the paradise. In the hellfire and the paradise. So again, this is establishing the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the actions and that the servants they will do, they're known to Allah. That Allah, He knows what will happen. He knows the final destination of the people, whether they will be in paradise or whether they will be in the fire. But the issue here is that a believer has to strive and against his soul and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and strive to be obedient to Allah and leave off that which is impermissible, taking the means, hoping that he's from the people of paradise, hoping for the mercy, the mercy and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for his grace to enter him into the paradise. But likewise, we have seen that a man, he will do the deeds of the people of paradise according to that which appears to the people. And this is where we had left off in the previous class. According to that which is apparent to the people. He does the people, the actions of the people of paradise, and meaning according to what is apparent to the people. And then, in reality, he's from the people of the fire. So this is that individual, the one who changes from doing righteous deeds in the end and he dies upon doing foul and evil deeds, this is because of a deficiency in his intention and because of a deficiency in his heart, because of an illness and a disease in his heart, not doing the actions purely and solely or sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not truthful in those actions. Therefore, it is not written for him to have a good ending. So we shouldn't be deceived. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يظلم ربك أحد الله وليس الله بظلام للعبيد. Allah, He does not oppress anybody. Now, those who work righteous deeds, they will be recompensed thereof, and they will be recompensed with the best of their deeds. But the deeds, they have to be considered righteous inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. And the one who strives against his soul in this manner, Allah is ash-shakur. And he accepts those actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the most grateful and thankful, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whenever the servant is sincere and he works and does the actions properly according to the sunnah, then Allah accepts them. Then Allah accepts them from him, and this is a means for them to have steadfastness. As for the one who outwardly performs the actions of the people of paradise, but inwardly he wants some affair from the dunya, then this is the one who does not have the good ending. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. And we have seen the example of that person, those three people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one who is a scholar, a person of knowledge, and a reciter of the Quran. The other one, he gives charity, he's very generous. And the other one, he is a mujahid and a soldier fighting in the path of Allah. And all of these are from the greatest of actions, from the greatest of righteous actions, but the fire will be ignited with them and by way of them. And this is because they did not have a sincere intention. So although outwardly it appears that they're doing the actions of the people of paradise, but in reality they're from the people of the fire. Because the deed, for its acceptance and for its correctness, it must be done with a sincere and pure intention for the sake of Allah, inwardly alone, and also outwardly according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the one who has the correct creed and the correct aqidah, and he's free from nifaq and hypocrisy, and he hopes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, then Allah azza wa jalla will never neglect that person, nor oppress him, rather he will give him success. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. This is the one that Allah, He will give success. So this understanding must be understood, and with regards to this. But all of this is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of this is written with Him. And many times we will find that the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, and also coupled with that mention is the mention of the book that has been written. Of the book that has been written, yani the kitabah. So many times whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refers to al-ilm, yani the knowledge of Allah azza wa jal, His knowledge, and also He will mention in many evidences along with the mention of His knowledge that encompasses all things, also the fact that He has written. everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one wording of this narration of Adi, radiallahu anhu, is collected by Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was poking the ground with a stick. He says, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كُتِبَ مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ أَوْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, that his place in the paradise or the hellfire has been written for him. And this is something that is known. So we see that it is coupled together. The mention of his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that the affairs that have been written. And it is all written and recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then that which is recorded, yani this is the second stage in believing in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, martabatu thaniya, wa huwa al-imanu bil-kitabah. Bi-kitabati Allahi ta'ala, nam alladhi lam yufarrat fihi min shay. Nam, that he did not leave off or neglect anything in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Everything that will happen and will occur, it is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is written and it is taken in a record and is recorded and it is inscribed and has been enumerated. Naam, and it has been clearly calculated and Allah knows it, and that which He knows about these affairs has been written. It has been written. Naam, in a book. So that which is written is that which is from the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these affairs, they go together, meaning that to believe correctly in the decree of Allah is to believe in these affairs like this. And this is from the belief in the decree that Allah, He knows everything that would occur. And it's all been written. And it's all been written with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as He knows who will be in paradise and who will be in the hellfire, it all has been written likewise. And no one can change that. That cannot be changed. And the knowledge of Allah that has been written with regards to the destination of the people, the actions of the people, the deeds of the people, the events that occur in this life, all of this is known by Allah. And likewise, it is all written and it is all inscribed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, in reference to this particular level and stage of believing in the qadr, which is al-imanu bil-kitabah, yani bi-kitabati Allahi azza wa jalli lil-ashya'i. Naam al-ka'ina. He says, ma farratna fil kitabi min shay. Allah, He says, we have not neglected anything in the book whatsoever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, wa kulla shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin. And everything we have enumerated it and calculated with numbers in a clear book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has also mentioned in His book, wa kullu shay'in fa'aluhu fi zubur. And everything that they have done, it is recorded in their books. It is recorded in their books. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. And every small and every major affair has been inscribed and recorded and written. Meaning has been written in al-lawh al-mahfuz. Everything has been written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These verses here are some of the beautiful verses that are found in Surah Al-Qamar. And again, Allah, He mentions about this affair, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُورِ وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ, that everything they have done is noted in their record of deeds. And everything small and big is written down, meaning in al-lawh al-mahfuz, and is already beforehand, and before it befalls, or it is done by the people who do it, this is what has occurred. This is what has occurred, that it's written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before they perform the actions. Allah, He knows it, and it is written and inscribed even before they perform the deeds. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter, likewise, we have seen some of the evidences for the knowledge of Allah azza wa jal. And also in this same chapter is evidences for the fact that what He knows from the creation and that what will occur in His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is written with Him. And He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْرِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْرِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, no calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees, yani al-lawh al-mahfuz. before we bring it into existence. Verily, that is easy for Allah. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَنَّ بَرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Now that there's no calamity that befalls on the earth or even in your own selves, except that it is inscribed, it is written down, it is recorded and calculated in numbers, as has preceded. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Now, before we bring it into existence, قَبْلَ أَن أَوْ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Before we bring it into existence, it's written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. Verily, this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also from that, and believing in the decree, anna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, that Allah, He has the ability to do all things. And from that is to believe that He has the knowledge of all things, and that all of that knowledge, that Allah, He knows all things, and that the knowledge of the things that will occur in the existence has been written down. Now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to believe that this is easy for Allah, and to believe that this is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many, many verses with regards to this to clarify the issue of Al-Kitaba. And from them likewise, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am. And Allah, He mentions, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيهُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطَبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. So we see that this verse likewise, it clarifies the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has encompassed all things, as well as the fact that these affairs in His creation has been written. So Allah, He says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيهُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. And with Him are the keys of the unseen, that which is hidden. And no one knows it except for Him. And no one knows them except for Him. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And He knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And there is no leaf that falls except that He knows it. Allahu Akbar. This is a verse to ponder over, especially in these days soon. We see that fall is coming. And in the Al-Kharif. And in this season, we find that all of the trees that are green and they're big and the likes and the flowers that are beautiful, they start to die and they start to wither. And then we will see in these days, insha'Allah ta'ala, soon we will see there will be many leaves flying through the sky. Many leaves falling from the trees because of how many trees we have here in the state of Georgia. And we will see them, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, those who live to see Al-Kharif this year, you will see these trees and the leaves falling. What does Allah say about all of these leaves? Not just in Georgia, but in the entire world. Huh? He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. That no leaf falls except He knows about it. And He knows when it falls, He knows how heavy it is, He knows all about it, when it was created, because He created it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ya'lamu man khalaq, wa huwa latiful khabir. He knows where it will land, and He knows all about these affairs. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطَبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And there is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or anything dry, except it is written in a clear record. So that which is written with regards to the events that occur in the creation, this is the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, these affairs here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all things, and His knowledge has encompassed all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these affairs, they have been written. Everything that will happen in the universe, everything that will happen in this creation, it has all been written with Allah Azza wa Jal, and He knows it. And He knows it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going back to the narration of Ali, radiallahu anhu, whenever we have seen that there is not one of you in the wording of Bukhari, that مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كُتِبَ مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ أَوْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, that there is not one of you except that his place, his seat, his abode in the hellfire or in the paradise has been written. has been written. And the other wording, what he said, illa waqad urima manziruha, yani an-nafs, ma minkum min nafs, there's not one soul, illa waqad urima manziruha min al-jannati wan-nar, there's not one soul except for Allah, he knows its destination and its abode and its dwelling place in the Jannah or in the fire. In the Jannah or in the fire. At this time, many of those who listen to this narration, and many of those who affair, who hear this affair, that Allah, He knows everything, and He knows everyone's place. Whether he will be in the paradise, it is known to Allah. Whether he is in the hellfire, it is known to Allah. Whether he is in the she is in the paradise, it is written in a book with Allah. It's written. Whether he's in the hellfire, it has been written, and that book cannot be changed. Now at this time, what occurs, and people, some people may say, a question that poses itself. And he su'alun yatrahu nafsahu, a question that poses itself. And here is that one will say, if that's the case, then why should we do actions? If that's the case, if Allah knows where I will be, if Allah has written where I will be, then what is the need for us to do deeds? Shouldn't we just rely upon that which has been written in the book? Shouldn't we just rely upon that which has been written in the book? And this question actually has been asked and presented at the time of hearing this narration to the Messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just as we have this question has crossed our minds whenever we hear this narration and these affairs, likewise it crossed the minds of the companions, radiallahu anhum. So at this time, in the hadith of Ali, and the companions, they said, Ya Rasulullah, فَرِمَ نَعْمَلْ أَفَلَا نَتَّكِلْ. The companions at this time, whenever they heard this, there's not one of you except Allah knows where he will be, in the Jannah or in the Nar, or except it has been written with Allah whether he's in the Jannah or the Nar. So some of the companions, radiallahu anhum, they said, O Messenger of Allah, then why should we do deeds? Why do we strive and make effort for? Should we not just rely upon that which has been written? And if somebody would say, well, if I'm from the people of Jannah, I'll be in Jannah, I can't pass that, so khalas. Or if it's written for him to be from the hellfire, then you know there's no need to worry himself and the likes like this. The shaitan may try to suggest this, and put the shubha in the mind of a believer. But this question, it came, and it poses itself at this time. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the clear and the concise answer that closes all doorways and removes all doubts with regards to this. What did he say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, "I'amalu fakullun muyassarun lima khuliqa Allah." Now, he mentioned, again, this is the narration, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's sitting and he's poking in the ground, and then he raises his head, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he's pondering over some great affairs. He raises his head and he tells his companions, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that not one soul from you, there's not one soul from amongst you except Allah knows where his place will be, in the paradise or in the fire. And there's not one of you except it's been written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he's from the people of paradise or from the fire. At this time, the companions, they say, then should we not just rely upon the book then, that which has been written and decreed for us? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we pay attention to this most beneficial and clear, sufficient answer with regards to this affair. اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. Do the deeds, strive and make the proper actions, because every single individual, it will be made easy for him that which he was created for. And it will be facilitated for him to do the deeds that he was created for. So the people of the hellfire, it will be facilitated for them to do the deeds of the people of the hellfire all the way until they die upon that way. Iyadhu billah. The people of the paradise, it will be facilitated for them,
And it will be made easy for them to do the deeds of the people of the paradise all the way until they die upon those actions, during those actions. I'malu,
work, do actions, strive, make efforts. I'malu. فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Because every single individual will be facilitated for him to do that which he was created for. To do that which he was created for. Again, that which has proceeded from mentioning many of these narrations that we have studied together in these classes with regards to Al-Imanu Bil-Qadr. We have seen more than one narration that indicates and clarifies that the proper belief in the decree is to be established upon two principles. And that is that one must take the means. And like here in this statement, the Prophet said, "Ya'malu." Do the actions, work, meaning take the means. Now, like we have seen before, ihris ala ma yunfa'uk. Be diligent to do that which is beneficial for you. But then what did he say? فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. But everyone, it will be made facilitated for him to do that which he was created for. So every individual, he hopes that he's created to be from the people of the paradise. So therefore, he has to strive to do those deeds. And if he's given success, then this is what he's created for. So then a person, he has to take the means, i'malu, but then he has his faith and trust in Allah, because Allah created him for one or the other. But he has trust and hope and faith in Allah that he will be from the people of paradise. Now, because the companion, what did they ask? Should we not, ala natakil, yani ala kitab, should we not rely and just put our faith and trust on the book, that which has written? And the question now is that to put one's trust on that which has been written in the book. If one were to just rely upon that which has been written in the book, we'll say that no doubt what is written in the book is known. But who is it known to? Is it known to us? Nah, it's not known to us. Now, what is written in the book is known. It's known to Allah alone. Only Allah knows who is in paradise. And only Allah knows who is in the hellfire. So this is something that which is written in the book from the knowledge of Allah, this is only known to Allah. Therefore, if somebody is going to just put his faith and trust on and rely upon that which has been written in the book, he doesn't know what that is. He doesn't know what has been written in the book for him. He doesn't know if it's written for him to be from the people of paradise. He doesn't know if it's been written for him that he's from the people of the hellfire. But what we do know is that there are deeds and there are actions, there are beliefs, statements, and actions that lead to paradise. And there are others that lead to the hellfire. And we do know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to strive for the Jannah and to work. اعمالو, احرس على ما ينفعك. And also he has says that everyone will be facilitated to do what he was created for. Nam wasta'in billah, meaning the affair is in the hands of Allah. The command is in the hands of Allah. Nam the outcome is in the hands of Allah. So therefore the trust and the reliance and the heart is attached to Allah, and the hope is in Allah while taking the means. I'malu, i'malu. This is the proper way. That one will strive and one will make efforts, he will do the deeds, and he will not just rely upon whatever has been written for him, because this is something that's unknown to him. But what he does know is that the people of paradise, they have certain manners and conduct. And the people of the hellfire, likewise, they have certain manners and conduct. They have certain manners and they have certain conduct. So therefore, a believer, he's not going to just rely upon that which is written, whether he has to make the effort. He has to strive. Now, he has to strive to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after this, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. That you must work and do the deeds, because every one of you will be facilitated to do that which is easy for him, or it will be facilitated for him to do, and it will be made easy for him to do that which he was created for, to do that which he was created for. And then he recited the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet. After this, he recited the verses of Allah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَى بِالْحُسْنَى إِلَى قَوْلِهِ فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. He recited the statements of Allah azza wa jal. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. And the meaning is that as for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes
in Al-Husna, and he believes in La ilaha illallah, and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, then we will make smooth for him the path of ease and goodness, and he will make easy for him the path of paradise. Who is that for? For the one who gives charity, for the one who keeps his duty and fears Allah, and he believes, and he has iman, and he works righteous deeds, what will happen for him? فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. So this is the explanation of these verses. اعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Now, and then he said, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. But as for the one who is greedy, a greedy miser, and he thinks himself self-sufficient, and he denies al-husna, then we will make smooth for him the path for evil. And اعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. And the one who turns away and he's greedy, he does not give his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he thinks that he's self-sufficient. He does not have to rely upon Allah. He thinks he can do it by himself. He does not have to rely upon his faith or trust in Allah. He does not have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what would, and he denies the statement, La ilaha illallah. And he denies the compensation for the rewards and the meeting of Allah in the hereafter. He denies al-husna. What would happen for him? فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. And then it will be the path of evil will be made easy for him. So therefore, that which has been decreed is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which would occur in this creation is known to Allah, and it is written with Allah. But everyone who is alive, they have to do deeds. They have to strive. And because everyone who has been written to be from paradise, it will be made easy for him and facilitated for him to do the deeds of the people of paradise until he dies. And we ask Allah for his mercy and his grace. And we ask Allah to make us from those who live upon al-Islam and die upon al-Islam. And as for the people of the hellfire, then it will be easy for them. And it will be facilitated for them to do the deeds of the people of the hellfire all the way till they die in that state. All the way till they die in that state. The one who strives in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla to be obedient, Allah will give them success. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That verily those who strive to be obedient to us and our cause, then verily we will guide them to our paths. So then that means a believer, he has to make the effort, and a believer, he has to strive, all the while believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing that the command is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but at the same time taking the means for safety, and taking the means for success, and avoiding the means of danger and harm, and avoiding the means of failure. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.